I was planning to photograph. He's a modest soul, wasn't he, huh? Says, I was planning to photograph him perched on a pack of Chesterfields. Ah, we got something about Chesterfields right here, sir. Perched on a pack of Chesterfields listening to your show. Being a mockingbird, he was only allowed to hear Jeanette Davis, figuring that if he was going to mock somebody, that should be it. The sad entry of the story is that he met an untimely end trying to sneak through our front door while it was being closed. Oh, dear. Oh. That's very sad. You have to scrape a mockingbird off the door, anyway. Says, anyway, photos show that he was a great radio artist in his brief career. It simply proves that in Florida, you can get very friendly with a bird. You can get a very friendly bird down there, too. Cordially, Roger Van Duser, program director. P.S., we know you're busy and doing a great job for radio, so please don't feel you have to say thanks every time you hear from us. Okay, I won't. That's very nice. I'm glad to see you mentioned the word Chesterfield in there, though. I thought I wasn't going to get it in this morning. 15 minutes of the show is gone already, and the client is probably biting his fingernails. This starts with voice. According to an article in July Glamour magazine, there's nothing more important than the way you talk. They claim that without a pleasant voice, even such a great beauty as Venus de Milo couldn't have held her man. It's no wonder she didn't have any arms. So, the thing for everybody to do is to concentrate on improving the voice. And it doesn't require expensive voice lessons either. For example, the way you inflect your words can be improved by this exercise. For instance, you take an ordinary question like, Archie, where did you get that tie? See? Then you repeat it in several different moods. First, you say it inquiringly, Archie, where did you get that tie? And then you say it angrily, Archie, where did you get that tie? And that's the way to say it when you're missing one of your own, see? And then you say, sadly, Archie, where did you get that tie? By the way, where did you get that tie? Your pronunciation, it says, can be improved by reading poetry. Only the article says, always be sure to get the accent in the right place. That's right, too. You must never put the emphasis on the wrong syllable. That's very sad. Like Mug here. She always goes to a hotel to get a cigar, you know, for me. Yeah, she always did. How about a little woodpile in here for Chesterfield? We have a fellow that can really raise Cain with his pile of wood, Michael Bookspan, who's going to play for us this morning a thing called Relicario. Relicario. What's that mean?
Shrine of Love.
Shrine of Love. That's for me. Shoot, Mike. Bookspan. Very, very nice, boy, very nice. I see you were practicing last night. Today you use four hammers. Very nice. I might ask you, where did you get that tie?
I inherited it.
You did inherited it?
Yes.
Oh, I see. From the looks of the right side of it, the late donor slit his throat before... Michael Bookspan, it's been a real pleasure to have you around here, son. You do a lot of woodpiling there. Very good with that stuff. What do you intend to do with yourself? Didn't I hear you say you took the Regents exam the other day? What you studying?
That's right. I took English and history.
Uh-huh. What's your ambition?
I'd like to be a musician.
Want to stay on being a musician? Well, there's nothing like history to help you do that, you know. These boys around here, you know, you ask them any questions about history, they don't even know where Hackensack is. As everyone knows, Hackensack is a very historical town. It's one of the places where George Washington spent his life sleeping. Thanks ever so much, Michael. It was great to have you, and I wish you all the luck in the world. You already have a great start. Yeah, that Hackensack, that's a wonderful place. It's a great place. Every other house there, you know, they got a sign out. This is where he slept. Poor guy did nothing but sleep all his life, you know. And down in my country, they got a lot of places, too, down in Virginia. Here he ate, here he slept, here he stayed 6 weeks, here he did 9 weeks. I don't know how he won that war, I don't know. He was always doing it. Speaking of the government, reminds me, his guide was taking the tourist around. He says it took a quarter of a million years to carve out this Grand Canyon. The tourist says, government project, huh? I got a news item here from Auch, France. A-U-C-H, that's not ouch. It's Auch. United Press Dispatch. It says, peasants reported today that a sort of land-going sea serpent was on the loose in a nearby rural area. It is 9 feet long, green with black spots, and as big around as a boa constrictor. The area is famous for its fine brandy. We have... This is the Chesterfield Hour, however. We have nothing to do with VAT 69 around here. This is the Chesterfield program. This comes up Friday. It's the end of the week. And I don't want to go into a long thing about it. You've been hearing all week long about it. But I do want you to please write down on your shopping list this morning, my dear, this carton of Chesterfield. You buy the cigarettes for the family. Buy them when you buy your other staples. Buy a carton of Chesterfields, and then it'll always be enough for everybody in the house. Chesterfield's the right combination of the world's best tobaccos. Mild, really mild. How about a song from the band? Have you worked out a tune that you boys can sing on or anything? The great number of requests for you to sing. Gives everybody courage, including me. Have you got something, have you got something in which we can hear your vocal rendition? Strictly musical this morning? Well, you mean it's flat scale today, huh? Well, all right, let's hear it. Thank you. very nice, boys. Who made that arrangement?
Dave Rose.
Dave Rose? Very good. Very, very nice, Dave. The arranger's over in the corner there, very modestly hiding. Very nice arrangement, I'd say. Friends, have you tried party politics? The conventional method of making nominees for political parties? Well, here's all there is to it. You hire a hall large enough to hold a good-sized convention. You put in about 1,000 assorted delegates, pledged and unpledged. The state they're in when you get them doesn't matter, as long as you're not too delicate. When stirred, a good delegate will always stand up and yell. Spectators may be added as desired to increase the humidity. And then you toss in a few selected speakers of the homegrown type, each prepared in advance with a long party speech, which must be broad enough in flavor to be palatable to everybody. In other words, the speeches should be about as broad as they are long. Next, throw in just the hats of 6 well-seasoned candidates. The candidates themselves will be put in after they've been treated for about 3 days in a smokehouse. And when they're brought out, they're no longer fresh, they're cured. And they're now ready to be thrown into the convention, which in the meantime has been stewed for 3 days. You continue cooking, stirring at intervals, until one candidate rises to the surface. This will be the nominee for the party. Place nominee on planks at the party platform and serve. That's all. We got time for a... Oh, yes. No, wait a minute. I want to tell you about something that's wonderful. Up in the Boston Children's Hospital, there's a little Boston Braves baseball fan named Jimmy, who is responsible for 2 states conducting drives for funds to help fight children's diseases. It started when the Boston team visited Jimmy recently and presented him with a television set so he could watch their games. Jimmy won't be watching many more because he has an incurable disease. But when Governor Bradford of Massachusetts set aside Saturday, June 26, tomorrow, as Jimmy Day, Columbia affiliate WFEA in Manchester, New Hampshire, liked the idea so much that they've promoted the New Hampshire Jimmy Day for tomorrow, too. There's to be a parade of school children with high school and professional bands, and Bill Sullivan of the Boston Braves is sending up members of the team to auction off autographed baseballs and merchandise contributed by local stores. George Christie of station WFEA asked me to come up to Manchester and help do a little auctioneering. And I wish I could, but I'm up to my ears in stuff I can't get out of. I don't know of a more worthy cause. Through the tragic case of little Jimmy, the plight of thousands of little kids is being brought very prominently to the attention of the whole country. I guess it's time for us to go, isn't it? I guess it is. I gotta go. I'm gonna make some money giving swimming lessons this afternoon. Tonight I'm gonna try some of the fancy dives. Well, you folks have a nice weekend, will you? Nice as you can. It looks like it's gonna be lovely here in the East. I don't know how we're gonna take it, but... maybe the fight will go on just the same. I hope so. Be the good Lord willing, we'll see you again on Monday. Don't forget now that carton of Chesterfields on your shopping list today. You buy them for the family, Mother. Most times you save money that way. Then you'll never be fresh out when you need a good, mild, satisfactory smoke. ABC, always buy Chesterfields. Till Monday, then, this is Arthur Godfrey saying bye-bye on CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.